You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. He was one of the most beloved of Detroit's pro athletes when he was with Detroit. Now Justin Verlander is going to be sporting a World Series ring thanks to that trade a couple months ago that sent him to the Houston Astros, who beat LA in Game 7 last night to win the series. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here now. Well, Houston Astros are the World Series champs, and you said it would need to go to Game 7 to become a series for the ages.
And it just about is. Now, there's some blowouts along the way, so it was not all, there weren't all great games, but this one is one of the classics. And also, by the way, the playoffs, the final four teams happen to be the four most populous U.S. cities out there: New York, Chicago, Houston, L.A., and God bless the Astros. The town does not solve all their problems, but what the heck?
You can't hurt. You got to stop and think. It was only 5 years ago that Justin Verlander was popping champagne corks in the Tiger locker room when they made it to the World Series 2012 against San Francisco, but swept in four. And if he hadn't have accepted that trade in those final moments back in August going to Houston, he wouldn't be hoisting that trophy now.
Not his entire career, because Detroit's not going to win one in the next 3 or 4 years. There's no way. Mm-hmm. So good for him. And the reaction on Twitter for Verlander from the Detroit fans has been 100% positive.
Now, he really earned that goodwill, didn't he?
He sure did. Look, he pitched his heart out for many years in Detroit, never, ever gave a half-hearted effort, never complained about the rotten bullpen, never complained about the occasional spotty hitting, and never complained about being traded either. So this guy deserves it.
We also should give props to former Tiger Cameron Maybin, also a Houston Astro. He sent a great picture of the two of them hugging each other, saying, "We're not in Detroit anymore. We're World Series champs."
Somehow we got this, right?
Now, and by the way, reports are popping up JV's going to get two rings.
Apparently he's going to be missing the team parade in Houston to go to Italy to marry Kate Upton. So that's one heck of a fall. Two large rings in one fall. Well done, sir.
Justin Verlander having his best life. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.